Swung on, bouncing ball, it's up the middle, it leads through, it's into center field, we're all tied, they're going to wave him around, Hutch slides in, it's over, Virginia wins in the bottom of the ninth inning, a dogpile, wahoo, we're going back to Omaha, unlike any finish you could ever draw.
All right, so there was Dave Kane with the call, and probably the most dramatic moment since he's been the voice of the Cavaliers. Huge moment for UVA baseball and for the University of Virginia sports program in general. Just incredible. The Cavaliers are going to go to Omaha. Where to begin? Amazing results from Charlottesville abound. The men's lacrosse team defeated Denver and then Maryland in the Final Four just a short couple weeks ago to claim the national title. The number one UVA tennis team reached the NCAA Finals for the first time. Unfortunately, they lost a close 4-3 match to Southern Cal. UVA left-handed pitcher Danny Holson was drafted second overall in the Major League Draft by Seattle. Robbie Andrews outkicked an amazing field up at Drake University in the NCAA 800-meter championship to claim his outdoor title to go with his matching indoor title. Steele Stanwyck, UVA's highly acclaimed junior attackman, was able to win the Tewarton Trophy, which is quite remarkable in and of itself. Anyway, we're so glad that you joined us tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the post-game show tonight here on Who's Talking, and as Frank indicated, it has been an amazing
spring for Virginia athletics. I guess maybe that just a tinge of a slight disappointment with the tennis team not able to win the national title, but Dom Starcia, his group had a terrific run to win Dom's fourth national title, right?
And UVA's fifth.
Fifth overall, but four for Dom. And yep. Speaking of Dom, he will be joining us probably in about 15, 20 minutes, top of the hour. Dom is going to join us. We're also going to have former UVA lacrosse goalie James Ireland call in just to say hello to Coach Starcia. As Frank indicated, Robbie Andrews, the NCAA 800-meter champion. He ran at 800 meters in about the same length of time that it would take me to run 8 meters. So pretty impressive there. And among all that, we're going to hope to get Chris Horn also on the line to update us on some football recruiting before we say goodbye just for a short period of time. This is June 13th. We'll be back on the air in late August, but more about that later. But let's go ahead. We heard the play-by-play description by Dave Kane, but let's go ahead and do the Mark Foss Brown team at Keller Williams Realty with the play of the game, which Frank will describe after having heard it.
Well, it's almost impossible. I've heard it like 5 times, and we watched it live. Just an incredible moment. Chris Taylor, Virginia's shortstop, he replaced Tyler Cannon at shortstop this year, and had to be some question whether he could live up to the incredible play that Tyler Cannon put together in his long career at Virginia. And certainly tonight he lived up to just incredible expectations. He hit a liner that somehow found a hole in the infield and scored 2 runners. David Coleman came around, and then pinch runner Corey Hunt, who was in the game for Jared King, was able to come home for the winning run. Virginia wins 3-2 and advances to Omaha, Nebraska, and certainly had to be one of the most exciting moments in modern Virginia sports history.
Well, sports are all about moments, and I've been sitting here thinking as we listen to the broadcast, watching it on TV here in the studio, they always talk about the agony and the ecstasy of sports, and the agony was UC Irvine scoring in the top of the ninth. They scored the go-ahead run on a double play ball. And Virginia, of course, goes to the bottom of the ninth. The first 2 batters are retired, so you get 2 outs, nobody on. And that's when the rally began. And as Frank said, the Chris Taylor 2-run single up the middle, a moment that he will never forget. I don't care what else happens in his life, both athletically and otherwise, but that will be a moment he will treasure forever. But we also need to introduce our buddy Michael Tusky, and he's going to tell you how you can follow the show and also call in if you wish.
We encourage call-ins. Just dial 345-0910. Who's Talking is also streaming live on sportsradio910.com and thesaber.com. All of our previous shows are archived on thesaber.com. We encourage you to go on the Facebook, just search for Who's Talking, and become a fan. Your questions and comments are always welcome. Just call us at 345-0910.
You know, it's interesting, Jim. Tonight, because of the post-game dragging, and well, you couldn't really say that.
Post-game excitement.
The post-game excitement overtook everyone. I think it went on for about 45 minutes, but it's such an exciting thing to happen. You know, the Cavaliers were so close last year and unfortunately succumbed to the hard-hitting bats of Oklahoma, and I'm sure that was in the back of their minds really all season. And then to somehow find a way to beat a very tough, stingy, smart playing team like UC Irvine, who you got to give them credit. Irvine beat UCLA.
Yeah, they're a very, very good baseball team. I was sitting there today. I went out to a restaurant late in the afternoon to watch the game just so I would do what you told me to do. I tried to be a good listener. Frank told me I really had to pay attention to the details of the game, which I did. So it was fun there watching it, but you realize UC Irvine is just an outstanding baseball team. Of course, there are no bad teams at this stage, but you had a feeling, at least my feeling was, if Virginia could just find a way to win this, they could very well win the whole thing. So I particularly with the pitching that they have. Tyler Wilson, he didn't get as much mention. Our Richmond native, he pitched very well again today. He gave up only one run during his, I think he went into the sixth inning before he was taken out.
Yeah, Will,
sixth
Will,
or seventh inning.
Yeah, Will Roberts pitched beautifully tonight.
Yeah.
And Tyler pitched very nicely
yesterday. That was yesterday. I'm sorry. I got
right.
the wrong pitcher in the wrong day here. But between Holtzen, Wilson, and Will Roberts, three really strong starting pitchers, which is possibly going to give them an edge when they get out to Omaha next Sunday.
Hopefully the relievers will start gelling and can play a little bit better. But we're just I think Virginia's obviously elated, relieved, ecstatic. And, it's been great getting to know Brian O'Connor the last couple of years. We've had Kevin McMullen on the show, who is known for his strong recruiting and teaching these kids how to hit. And he sounded in the post game like he was losing his voice and pretty emotional. But very, very exciting.
Well, I think we are going to go to Chris Horn pretty soon here, right? We have Chris try to get him in before we have to go to the mandatory top of the hour break. Brought about, so Chris Horn maybe get a moment to talk a little bit, bring us up to speed on some football recruiting, because I know people are always interested in that, regardless of what else is going on, and certainly a momentous day today from the standpoint of UVA athletics and baseball kind of taking the spotlight at the moment.
Well, we know that he's going to be joining us here shortly. There's a lot of exciting news with the football program, but right now nothing can really top what's happening with baseball. This is a big deal for Coach O'Connor, the entire team. It's almost impossible to downplay how incredible this is.
Yeah.
Second trip to the College World Series, a chance to do some damage out there, a chance to rectify what happened last year. And
now, how many people does Davenport Field seat? Like 5,000 plus?
It's slightly more than 5,000.
You know, by next year, you will run into about 10,000 people that'll tell you they were at the game. It's one of those moments that, people, certainly the ones that were in the stands today, will remember that moment for a long time when that ground ball single went up the middle and the second baseman didn't come up with it.
We've got to give some credit to Kenny Swab playing center field. He used to play catcher. He had a big home run, I believe, in the sixth inning with two outs.
Two outs, nobody on.
That tied the game and took some pressure off the Cavaliers and gave him a chance to breathe a little bit. So I think we've got a couple of callers. I'm not sure who's who. Do we know, Jesse, who we got?
We got Doug on line one coming back from Davenport Field.
Doug coming back from Davenport.
Doug, are you there?
I'm here.
Doug, what were your observations from the game tonight?
Well, it's an incredible feeling to see that game. So much energy. It was a well-balanced game, well-played, a pitching duel. You just had a feeling something special was going to happen. And I took my son Noah to the game over from Richmond. And when I, you know, there were two outs, Holton got out, and, you know, you just thought, this might not happen, but I just said to my son, hey, in baseball, you play to the last out, and just something magical happened. It's one base at a time, and UVA was so calm, so poised. All three of those hits went straight up the middle. It was just an incredible night.
Doug, tell us about the moment the Chris Taylor base hit went up the middle and people had a sense that Virginia was going to win. I'm sure it was deafening in that stadium.
It was crazy. But you could just tell the ball took a little while to get to the center fielder, and you could tell that the runner from second base was going to score, and it wasn't even going to be a close throw. It was just electric. And then all the guys just went out behind the pitching mound and jumped on top of each other. You just thought they were going to jump up to the sky.
Well, there was pandemonium everywhere. I know my cell phone started ringing. My BlackBerry started pinging. Everybody here in the studio was going crazy. And I know more than anybody, I bet you the Virginia coaches are just absolutely beside themselves, because I know that they were dreading the post-game interviews if this team had lost 2-1 after really outscoring the opponents and outplaying them for much of the series. And that would have been painful. But, Doug, what was the home run like from Kenny Swab?
Well, it was a momentum changer. You just that left-handed pitcher for Irvine was throwing junk. He was throwing 68, 71 miles per hour. So his fastball at 81 looked like 100. But finally, Kenny got behind that ball, and it was gone.
You know, the NCAA broadcast really played it up, and that was Swab's first home run this season.
Wow!
So I mean, you know, he's a good solid contact hitter, and you know, the interesting thing is, prior to yesterday's catastrophe in center field after the long rain delay, where he misplayed that ball that went under him, you know, he came back and had a big hit that got Virginia the lead again. So he went from goat to hero, and then unfortunately the team couldn't hold on. And then today he really stepped forward and had a huge home run. That just as an observer from afar, you had to feel for that kid, because, you know, he was trying to atone for the disaster yesterday.
You can say he had a big weekend. he had to generate all the power on that ball, and it just headed towards left field, and it was tremendous. And the game was such a low-scoring game, you just had a sense that that was going to be an important home run.
Well, that was a lot of pressure.
Certainly proved to be. Doug, thanks for calling in. Have a safe trip back to Richmond. We're going to go to break right now, and we'll be back after these messages.
All right. Welcome back. This is Who's Talking on a big night. We know the people in Charlottesville are still jumping up and down, and people are making plans to travel out to Omaha to see the College World Series. This is Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood. We are working to get Chris Horn back on the phone here shortly so we can do our football recruiting update. But anyhow, UVA's got 9 verbal commitments, which is, you know, pretty exciting this time of the year, particularly with Sean Moore's son,
Michael
committing. I think also the offensive lineman, Ryan Dahl, I believe is how we pronounce it. He's only 6'3", 305, with a whole nother year. Chris, are you there? Chris, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Very good. Sorry for the delays. We've been dealing with all the pandemonium surrounding the the big comeback victory by the UVA baseball team out there against Cal Irvine. Let's get down to brass tacks. Virginia's got 9 verbal commitments.
Mm-hmm.
It's only June 13th. What do you make of the class so far? Who are the big names?
Well, Virginia's really been rolling, certainly on the football commitment front, with 4 this past week. And one of the bigger ones came this past week, a name familiar to Virginia football fans everywhere, Sean Moore. His son, Mike Moore, out of DeMatha Catholic, has committed to go to Virginia and play football, and he's a just a big athlete. He's not a quarterback, but he's a big defensive end. So he likes to get after the quarterback. So he's about 6'4", 245 pounds. Could conceivably grow into another position, say a defensive tackle. Could be a great tight end. He's got that great combination of athletic ability and size. and chose Virginia over Florida, and he had numerous other offers, top offers from throughout the country. So,
Chris, just a quick question on that. This is Haba. I had thought that he was labeled as a tight end at one time. Is that not the case?
He has played both tight end and defensive end at DeMatha, but from all of my conversations with him, Virginia's mainly looked at him as a defensive end initially. Of course, we'll see what happens down the road, but that's where he's going to project.
He gains 25 more pounds. He's going to be a tackle.
He's a big guy, that's for sure. He's a big kid, but like I said, he can really move. And he was able to actually break into the starting lineup on the DeMatha, which is one of the top high school football programs in the country, as a sophomore, which is a tough thing to do. So he's obviously got the talent as well, but he's a big kid that can move.
How about this this linebacker from down in Norfolk that's so highly acclaimed? I believe his name is Moore as well.
That is correct. That is correct. And his name is Quanti Moore. He's also a defensive player, a middle linebacker out of Norfolk Christian. Chose Virginia over Virginia Tech and Notre Dame, and he had double-digit offers as well, another highly recruited prospect, probably a top-five player in the state of Virginia. So certainly a big get for Virginia. Middle linebacker really in this class was one of the top positions of need, and to get a player of his caliber he's about 6'1", 6'2", 240 pounds. He is really, really cut. He looks like a college player right now, so it wouldn't be a surprise to me to see him be able to step right in, just given his physique and the caliber of player that he is.
How about this the quarterback that they took this weekend who came down for that camp?
Right, definitely an intriguing story. Matt Johns out of Central Buck South High School in Pennsylvania, about 6'5", 200 pounds, typical pocket guy. He can get out of the pocket if he needs to, but he's a pocket passer, came down. Virginia liked him before, but Coach London wanted to see him at camp, which occurred this past Saturday, and obviously liked what he saw. He went ahead and offered him, and Matt had fallen in love with Virginia on a previous visit, so he was pretty quick to accept that scholarship offer. He also had interest from Boston College and Maryland, but you know, quarterback, I think Virginia wanted to take at least one in this class, and he may be the guy. Obviously, they liked what they saw, and he's, as I mentioned, he only has one full year as a starter for his high school team. So he's a guy that perhaps could be certainly a sleeper on the recruiting front.
Well, you're listening to Who's Talking. We're visiting with Chris Horn, the Sabres recruiting guru. And Chris, let me ask you the Curtis Grant question. There's a lot of speculation as to what Curtis Grant may or may not do based on the situation out in Columbus. What do you hear about that?
I mean, at this point, he has not asked out of his letter of intent at this point. So, and everything that, you know, personally that I've heard, it sounds like Ohio State, of course, you know, given the situation, it wouldn't be a surprise at all. I don't think that that he would reconsider. And, you know, I think the real telltale date, I know he was scheduled to enroll later this month on the 20th, I believe. Obviously, if he does, you know, the book is pretty much shut there, at least for now. But you never know. Maybe he'll take a step back and kind of reconsider. But at this point, it sounds like, you know, Ohio State, unless he officially asks out of that letter of intent.
Last question. This weekend, also Maurice Kennedy from Verina, who seems to be the jack of all trades. He plays a little quarterback, wide receiver, defensive back. He probably sells popcorn at halftime. talk to us about Maurice.
Kind of like Matt Johns. He came into Virginia's camp and really impressed and earned an offer from Coach London. And he really had a bond with the coaches before the camp, so he was quick to accept. 6'1", 165 pounds. And you mentioned, Frank, kind of a jack-of-all-trades type of guy. I know Verina likes to have those kind of dual-threat type quarterbacks. But he's a guy that on the next level projects probably as a wide receiver or cornerback. Ran a 4.48 40 at Virginia, ran a 4.5 flat at East Carolina before, and earned an offer from East Carolina prior to the Virginia visit. So, really, he's a big time athlete, great speed, and just, you know, obviously you need speed and quickness. So they're going to wait to see where they want to play him when he gets there. But a guy, like I said, potential at wide receiver or cornerback.
Chris, as always, we thank you for joining us. We'll be back on August 31st, and it'll be all football all the time. And we'll definitely have Chris Horn updating additional commitments between now and then. But tonight, we thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, Chris Horn of the Saber, we're going to go to break. When we return, we will have the head coach of the UVA National Champion Lacrosse team, Dom Starship.